tree, a feather in the wind. 5 years later, fall 1932, near Hamburg. Franz waited on the stone bench. It was just after the midday meal, and the tall walls of his Catholic boarding school loomed around him. Leafy trees above the walls cast thicker shadows. Monks in their brown robes darted along the corridors. Franz wore his school uniform, but his gray pants were grass-stained and his white shirt sullied and rumpled. Franz was now 17. The baby fat had melted from his cheeks, revealing a lean, strong jaw. One ear looked inflamed and red. Franz's mother, Anna, had enrolled him at the school. With August at a university studying to become a teacher, the boy's mother had decided that Franz would follow the path of the cloth. She longed to have a priest or monk in the family, and Franz had no problem with the plan. He loved his mother and cherished his faith. He planned to begin his priesthood studies when he graduated. There was one thing standing in the way of the plan. He had a girlfriend, and she was a secret. Until now. Wearing his black robe, Father Josef approached the bench where Franz sat. On the priest's face was a look of uncommon sternness. Graduation was still 6 months away, yet Franz knew he was in danger of being expelled. Father Josef taught the younger boys at grade school, and although Franz was no longer his student, he had come to Franz's defense once before, when Franz was caught sneaking out on a windless day to fly his glider. But this day was different. Franz had snuck out during lunch and crept down to the brewery at the end of the street. He would have slipped back unnoticed, but the brewmaster had caught Franz in the bushes with his daughter.